This is a replay of the Tuesday night, December 9th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. That's true for tomorrow night and Thursday night and every night, Monday through Thursday, next week as well. No sports interruptions as far as I know it. So if it's on your mind, it's on mine. We got a lot of requests, and I won't get through them tonight, but I promise every song we play will be one of your requests, and we should get through them before the week is over, I hope. So that's where that stands. My favorite stories are stories where somebody takes an awful situation and turns it into a plus. Yeah, making lemons, lemonade out of lemons. You know, there's nothing better than that form of creativity. And there's countless stories like that in radio, but this is one from the animal shelter world, and I just loved it. You might have seen, because it was about 10 days ago now, it went viral, the pictures of the passed out raccoon on the bathroom floor of an ABC store in Virginia, the Alcohol Beverage Commission stores, liquor stores. And bathroom was actually in better shape than it could have been, I'll say that. But nonetheless, there was a drunken mammal, to say the least, a drunk raccoon. And so you wonder what's going to go beyond that. What comes next? Well, actually, this is a great story for both the animal shelter and for the ABC store. The animal shelter, which, like animal shelters across the country, the local animal shelters are always in need of donations. And it's great when you can donate to one directly rather than to some of the national organization, because that way you know exactly where your money's going. And that's the case in Hanover County, Virginia, where animal protection and shelter is always on the lookout for ways to rake in more cash. And, you know, you see the pictures of the animals or whatever. Well, in 1 week, they came up with $156,000, yeah, as of yesterday, all thanks to the raccoon that broke into the Virginia liquor store. And you might have seen the ABC store just trashed. Apparently, the raccoon broke into the store and did what raccoons do. If you've ever considered having one as a pet, think again. They are just so cute, aren't they? Yes, and they will absolutely wreck everything, start to finish. They will get into things that you couldn't even get into yourself. And so it was that our drunk, it wasn't drunk when it broke in. Yeah, that took a few minutes. Our raccoon breaks into the liquor store and manages to sample the wares pretty much every aisle, and ultimately was discovered passed out in the bathroom. And so, as I say, the raccoon, it's a great picture. But what the shelter did was they said, we got to have T-shirts and sweatshirts and things. So they have merchandise featuring a dazed raccoon, a bottle of booze, and the words, Trashed Panda. And it's available for purchase on Bonfire with prices ranging from $5 for speakers to 42 stickers to $42 for hoodies, which is not bad. And they promised to ship before Christmas. Hopefully we'll arrive that way too. But, you know, the funds are terrific because this is the kind of thing that just fell into their lap and they wouldn't make this kind of money otherwise. Well, but it doesn't end there. The Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority has a sense of humor as well. And of course, like all the liquor stores in Virginia, true for North Carolina too, the ABC runs them. And so here we have the ransacked store. And what does ABC do? They've cooked up three new cocktails in honor of the raccoon. That would be the Pie Rascal Sour, the Midnight Masked Gin Fizz, and the Trashed Panda Old Fashioned. And apparently they'll have recipes online at the ABC stores. And the images include, of course, a raccoon holding each drink. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and downing them at once, probably. And so it was. I don't have any news, by the way, on the raccoon. I was sorry I'm sure he came too. He was found unconscious in the bathroom and he was captured, supposedly returned to the wild. None the worse for wear, though. It's the kind of thing that you wish he was, you know, somehow tagged, and maybe he is, somehow that he could be followed up. What's he gonna do next? But looking at that just made me smile, because so many times we hit situations where things are not good and it just consumes us, rather than take a look at how can we turn this into a good thing. And so it is that the Hanover County Animal Control will have a good Christmas for a lot of animals. There you have it. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Love to hear from you if it's on your mind. Looking forward to a call from Kimberly. Yeah, baby born today, we think. And so we'll find out about that. And great-grandma, very pleased, I'm sure. So hopefully it's all good news and we'll find out. Last night we were talking about people we haven't heard from, one of them being Tom from Covington, Louisiana. And it was Gary who suggested, well, you know, I think he's a ham. Check out, you know, ARRL or other websites that can give you some information. I did. I looked everywhere for Tom. I've got his first and last name and his city, of course, and he's not listed on any of them. But I think I found his father's obit. At first, I thought it was his because the name is the same. But I think it's his dad who died in 2015. But as far as we know, Tom is with us, though no longer with us in terms of calls. So Tom, if you're listening, we would love to hear from you. So what other things do we have to talk about? And a number of things, actually, and a lot of this is thanks to Bob, who keeps us on the air in master control on nights when Adam isn't with us, is just wonderful at sending links. And we have literally 100 of them here, I think. And everything, including, peach flavor, Coca-Cola. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, yeah, I woke up in the morning, I heard her calling her name.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. There they are, Chicago's own Dandeliers, 1955 on the States label in Little Man, and that was the first of Jimmy P's six-pack, and favorite of Scotty's as well, and many others. It's a great Chicago oldie. So 888-876-5593 takes us to Bernie. He's a first-time caller, and he's in Chicago, so Bernie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Miss Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
All right, I'm delighted that you called. What's up?
Listen, I think a week ago you had a lady named Tubby on your call.
Yeah, Tubby calls regularly.
She said her TV went out on her.
Yeah.
And, I've got an 18-inch Vizio with remote. I mean, I could give it to her if she wanted. I live in the Chicagoland area.
Aren't you kind? That's a wonderful gesture. I don't know if she's listening, but what I will do is when we're done talking, I'll put you on hold so John can get your phone number, and then if Tubby will call in, we'll get hers, and we'll swap phone numbers.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me.
That's great. Well, it's wonderful to have you listening, and that's so very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, because I discovered you about last month. I didn't realize you were on at this time of the night, you know. And, I mean, I like the way you're very knowledgeable about this music and stuff, and even some of this political stuff,
We try not to talk about the political stuff because I figure it's all over the news all day and night. You almost can't get away from it. So we have kind of a three-hour respite where we just put it on hold. In other words, we play while the world's burning.
that's what I was saying about it, that the way you don't talk about it.
Exactly.
That's the good thing about it, But, I'm first time calling. Like I say, I'm just impressed with your program. So I hope
you're going to call often, and hang on, and I'll give you to John, and we'll get the number, and hopefully Tubby's listening. And if she's not, when we next hear from her, I will tell her. Bernie, thank you.
You're welcome.
So how nice.
No problem.
How very nice. All right. So we put Bernie on hold, and I try not to lose him. All right. I've succeeded. Okay. I know. What it is for years, the program to screen calls worked in another direction where hold and off were in opposite panes. And now that they're where they are, it proves that I'm a very old dog and not ready for a new trick. And half the time when I'm putting people on hold, I hang up on them. All right. Now, yesterday, somebody called, and I don't remember who, but asked about Nayoto and the earthquake. And I admit, I knew where Nayoto was, but I didn't know there was an earthquake. Well, I looked it up after the show, and it's not near, as far as I'm concerned. But we have Nayoto to give us all the details. So, Nayoto, was it rumbling where you are?
Well, not really. I didn't realize the earthquake was happening. So, it was not that much around my area.
Yeah.
But, I didn't hear, last night's show,
Yeah. No, well, somebody called, and like I say, I didn't even realize there was an earthquake. And so then I looked it up, and it looked like it was about 800 miles from you. It was far away. But as I looked at the trajectory, I thought, oh, that's nice. It goes right by Fukushima. So I had to wonder about that. But I didn't realize that you in Yokohama, you're pretty close to Tokyo.
Yeah, so I was just around, I was just in front of Tokyo Tower,
Yeah.
During the earthquake, so yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, they're forecasting more, they say. They seem concerned, so keep us posted if the earth moves.
Yeah, but the Senda area, which I used to live, was pretty rumbling,
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. My brother lives there, and he was talking about it.
Wow.
It was a large earthquake, he said. So.
Wow. Well, it could get interesting. We'll see what happens. Just stay safe.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
And it is that, what kind of things you like to do after you move to, new area or city, I know you used to, live in multiple cities across the U.S., so I'd be curious about that.
You know, sadly, at this point in my life, I don't have time to do anything but work. Between the the radio stations and the cell towers, and you know, I've been updating computers to Windows 11, and I've got like 18 of them. And like I always say, the definition of insanity for Microsoft is doing the same thing the same way and expecting the same result, because you probably won't get it. Yeah. So that's been keeping me busy for some time. And of course, I bought them in blocks because I don't pay much money for these things, and so I always go to surplus and all that. And so I found a fairly cheap block of 10, and the guy didn't bother to he cloned it and didn't bother to change the SID. So I have had to reformat every one of them from scratch, because now, thanks to Microsoft, Windows 11 will not talk to Windows 11 if the SIDs are the same. So I basically had to blow up the drives and start from scratch. So yeah, that's sort of what I do with my life.
Okay, but I think you like what you do, so you know.
Yeah, well, it sure beats starvation. Let me tell you what. You know, when I hear the news about people who are literally like hundreds of dollars away from losing everything, I say to myself, "Oh, thank you. I'm perfectly fine working."
Yeah,
you betcha. All right. Well, keep me posted and stay safe.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, so let's see here. Oh, Kimberly is calling. I was saying I was waiting for that. So, tell me, what do we have?
We have a 9-pound, 2-ounce baby boy, Christopher Lyle Beckwith, and he took over 20 hours to come.
Oh, man. But 9 pounds, 2 ounces, nice and healthy.
Yes, he's fine. He's good condition, for perfect, and Elizabeth came out good, too. They thought at one point she might need a C-section, but she kept going, and everything was good.
Excellent.
And everything was good.
Excellent.
So we were on phones from yesterday afternoon through 4 o'clock today. So.
Oh, I'll bet that's the case. But this is great news. Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. I got the news, and then I'm going to come back and hear all about this. So good deal.
Sure.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so so pleased. So yes, of course. You know, when we talk about the troubled times we live in, you wonder, well, is that a good thing that we're bringing us all in? But overall, yes, it is. It's wonderful. And so yeah, congratulations to Christopher. Yeah. I'd say I can't wait to meet him, but I will probably not be roaming the earth when he is cognizant. But in the meantime, I hope to hear plenty of fun stories about his emergence in the world and growing up. All right, so that's what we'll talk about after the news. And we've got Russ and Des Plaines with some requests, and we've got Chris and Greenwood, the Christmas Parade, and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Say nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned, even if it's me. If it means just me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I didn't love you so. Makes it so, so very hard to go.
So very hard to go.
'Cause I time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistake.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, of course, it's Tower of Power. That's the second of Jimmy P's six-pack, 1973 on Warner Brothers, and all requests all the time tonight, so hopefully we'll get to yours, but if not tonight, certainly this week. Now, we're talking to Kimberly, and this is so exciting because I remember it was July when I talked to you and your mom and everybody else saying, be a Christmas baby. And so this is a great grandchild for Jeannie's. This is great.
For my mom. And yeah. She, you know what? She's tired out. We were around the clock on phones, text, talking to the other grandmother. So she's a little worn out tonight, but she'll be calling you later tell you how she feels.
Anyway. That's fine. Now, this is your grandchild too, right?
Yes.
Wow. It's now four generations. Your mom, you, Elizabeth, and Christopher.
Right. And I have an 18-year-old granddaughter by my son.
Okay.
She's a 14-year cancer survivor.
Whoa. That's
and she's
great.
She's doing really well.
Good.
And now we have the other end. We have the little one, real little one, and a boy. So it's quite a variety. It's really nice.
That's great. That's just so wonderful. But, what a great Christmas present.
It is a wonderful Christmas present.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you can text your number, have an email, I can send you a picture or something.
Absolutely, I got an email. I'm glad you brought up text because I think people text me, and the problem is I don't have cell phones, so I don't get texts. But I sure get a lot of emails, and it's Rolly@Rolly.net. And just like it sounds, rolly@rolly.net.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Did you happen to hear the Motown special tonight?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I know how you love it.
Wish. No, I'm in the middle of computer hell and everything else. So no, I did not. I managed to pick out all the requests that everybody wanted, including kind of interpreting what they were really asking for. I'm sure I'll catch up with it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and I had one question, and I just recently saw it looking up those classics I talked about.
Uh-huh.
Do you happen to hear Connie Francis singing Baby's First Christmas?
Oh, sure I do.
Okay.
You want to hear
it,
huh? All right, let me write this.
Haven't heard it. I only saw it.
Oh, you haven't heard the record? Oh God.
No, I have no idea what it's going to.
Oh, yeah, you won't be pleased. But what I'll do, I'll pull it and put it on the audio player here, and when you and your mom call, I'll play it for you.
Oh, okay. That sounds wonderful.
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Happy to do it. Yeah. You won't want to hear it twice.
Unless you have another baby one for Christmas. I don't know.
You know that,
I have no idea.
Fine. Why not? So be happy to do it.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Okay. Well, I thank you for everything and all your well wishes. And I really appreciate it, and my mom does. And I told Elizabeth the other night you wished her well, she said to say thank you as well.
Absolutely, so I'm just so pleased to hear all good news. You know, because I know Elizabeth was a little older, and you never know anymore. And so I kind of was holding my breath, and this is the best news ever.
Right.
All right.
Right. That was a worry, but she came through really well. The doctors and nurses said my mom could hear them leaving as she was speaking to her, and they were all telling her good night and what a good job she did and everything. So
that's great.
It went really well.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, Rolly, and you take care.
Right,
thank you,
too. You. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So excellent news there. Yeah. You know, you just never know. And that's so wonderful. So, all right. Now, Baby's First Christmas. Well, you know, I wouldn't do that for just anybody. And if you haven't heard it, you'll see exactly what I mean. All right. So Russ and Des Plaines, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank heaven for the wonderful baby. 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Yeah.
My kids were like 7 and close to 8. Oh, that's
yeah.
A good size one.
No, it is. I think that I was 5 pounds, 4 ounces. So, yeah.
You know what? Sinatra was like an 11 pound baby. He was a skinny little thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Rolly, I want to just say you are the compassionate problem solver.
Oh.
That's you and whatever your forte is and your musical genius. But, you know, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you call a Christmas tree decorated with $100 bills?
I call it a part.
You know the answer, don't you?
No, I absolutely don't. But I'm saying it exists in a part of town I don't live in.
Aretha Franklin.
You didn't. All right. You just didn't. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God.
But anyway, and then I have a couple of requests. Okay. Oh, before I say that, and you let me go, my favorite caller of your show, and I love them all, Linda. I just love Linda.
Linda's great.
Yeah, I love everyone loves Linda. We love them all.
Yeah.
But anyway, my three requests would be Curtis Mayfield, Gypsy Woman.
Good choice.
Harry James, Sleepy Lagoon.
Oh, okay.
Sierra Farrell, Don't Let Me Down.
Whoa, okay. That's interesting.
Okay, I mean, it's like a wide variety, but that's me.
That's good. That's absolutely good. I will try to get them all on this week.
Whatever you could do, I would appreciate it. And if I don't talk to you before the Christmas, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and John and everyone.
Well, okay? You too. Thanks. Appreciate it, Russ.
Bye now.
All right. And normally we do the Christmas show and the Christmas Eve show because I don't like to take off for holidays, but I believe that WGN has holiday programming that eclipses me. But I'm pretty sure that New Year's Eve and New Year's Night we will be on. But if there isn't holiday programming, you can bet I'll be here because that's all part of Raleigh James' I Hate the Holidays Club. I don't like to disrupt routine just because it's December. Yeah, so if it's ho ho hell no to you or ho ho hum, well, we're the place for you. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. But nothing you can do about it. It is Christmas time. And if you're looking for gifts, maybe even giving one to yourself, look at that CC Radio Pocket. The Pocket Radio is wonderful from the Sea Crane Company. I keep one in my purse. It's very lightweight, and it's virtually indestructible, which is good for me. I'm hard on my toys. What I love about it is the reception is tremendous, like all the radios that Bob Crane has. So I'm never disappointed about what I can pick up on AM or FM. Not only that, it's got 5-button preset, and it's also got a digital readout and a light a dial and a weather alarm and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of an emergency radio as well, and it's just convenient all the way around. Very lightweight, very durable, and I think you'll like it. And right now, this week, free priority mail shipping, which is nice. You'll get it in time for Christmas. Free priority mail shipping. If you can go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, take a look at the CC Pocket Radio. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. If you can't go online, well, world's best customer service 24 hours a day right in the good old United States of America at 800-522-8863. That's 522-T-U-N-E. They'll answer all your questions, and you can order by phone as well. Now, if you can go online, you go to ccradio.com and look at that CC Pocket. And not only is it very selective and will it pick up things better than probably any other pocket radio you've seen, it also has really good audio for its small size. And you're listening right on the built-in speaker, you'll be amazed. But it includes earbuds tuned for voice clarity. And man, it's just sublime. It's just terrific. So check it out. That's the CC Pocket Radio from ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
There are diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and rings. None of these jewels show me a thing. I want only, only. Your eyes, your just want someone.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, another of Jimmy P's six-pack, and the Paradons were somewhat interesting. They weren't around very long. They were from Bakersfield, and they were on the Milestone label, which folded a couple of years after that. Not a whole lot of releases, although the Blue Jays' Lover's Island was also on Milestone, but it was an L.A. label. In any event, I had always heard that they got their name because there were a couple guys in the band named Don, a pair of Dons, Paradons. Well, it turns out I don't think that's true at all, because at one point when I had time on my hands, I looked up the band members and none of them were named Don. So I have no idea. Might have just been a Huggy Boy special, as far as that story, because they were just a huge East L.A. group as far as lowrider oldies. But yeah, I think Bill and Charles and Edward and there were two Bills, I think, but they weren't a pair of Bills. They were a pair of Dons. All right, well, enough of that. And I hope Jimmy P. liked a six-pack. Hope you did, too. 888-876-5593. Cindy is in Chicago. What's up tonight, Cindy?
Yeah. I don't want you to, like, gossip about James from the South Side, but I'm real, you know, I'm just, he's my favorite caller. I mean, I would stay up till the end, you know, like, what's going on with him? I mean, is he going to call anymore?
Yeah, we heard from him a couple times, actually. He's between residences is what's going on. He had to move out of where he was, and so things are kind of topsy-turvy right now. But he assures us he'll be back in the fray before too long, probably right after the new year. And we look forward to him whenever he calls.
Okay. He's not sick or anything.
Well, you know, I the last time I talked to him, he did have a cold, but you know, not anything where we're saying, oh my god, let's have a vigil.
I've been worried sick about him. I really have. He's my favorite caller, you know,
and he's such a nice guy. He really is. So hopefully things will go well for him. And I hope, colds aren't dangerous, but they sure can be annoying, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
The last thing you need is a cold. So he was kind of down with that.
Oh, and then there's two other things. My lime tree seeds are coming. It's going to be an indoor lime tree. They don't grow very big, and I'm going to prune it. I have to look up on Google or call the library and see how to get instructions on how to prune it when it grows. And then I have a request, but I doubt if you'll play it.
Now, by the way, if you're doing this indoor lime tree, you know it's got to have like 6 hours of light a day. So are you going to get it a grow light, or what kind of light source?
Just put on the, you know, I'm not gonna plant it until spring. There's windows.
Well, yeah, as long as you're facing in the right direction, and you want it to be, you want it to be fairly warm. You don't want it anywhere where it'll get below 60 degrees, and you got to have high humidity.
No.
So if you're willing to do that, you should be able to have some limes.
Well, you know, my mother, I don't know why she would do it, but I would grow like lemon trees in pots, and put them in the living room, and they would grow, and then all of a sudden they'd just be gone. I guess my mother would throw them out.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's tough to keep things alive if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I'm going to get instructions.
Well, why not? Give it a try. I don't think they'll be very big limes, but if you get limes at all, that's okay.
No, I don't care. I mean, I just don't want to spend $50 on a new plant.
Okay.
Because my plant of 30 years was a big plant. It had big, thick leaves. I don't know what it was. And it died.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, it was 30 years old. But then anyhow, I have a request, hitchhiking to Chicago and St. Louis, looking for my girl from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Okay. If you say so. All right. Yeah, you get the Rolling Stones and you're out of my wheelhouse, but I will absolutely take those lyrics and try to find a song.
All right.
Okay, good deal.
It's not their usual, you know, stuff that you wouldn't be able to stand.
Well, we'll see about that. But I will do my damnedest to find it for you. And I think there was something else we had of yours coming up, but I can't find it now. All right, good deal. I'll look for it. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so there you have that. Yeah, I've got your basic brown thumb. I don't do well with plants, but I think if you're willing to, be involved and coddle them, probably good to talk to them too. Yeah, I'm the believer that that stuff can help. All right, yeah, I know that. There goes any credibility I thought I ever had. But yeah, you can, why not give it a try? All right, so 888-876-5593. We were doing very well with a Norfolk pine. And it's interesting because they don't normally grow very well in very low humidity areas like this. And sadly, had to get rid of the Norfolk pine because, you know, it was one of the things that had to go as we're consolidating things and moving things from one location to another. And I really felt bad about it. But there was another when the previous owner of the radio station passed away. Somebody sent, you know, like a condolence plant. I had that plant for over 10 years, and then it didn't fit where I wanted it to fit, and so I wound up ultimately putting it on the back porch, and, well, the bottom line is I killed it. And, you know, I feel guilty every time I walk by that porch. I think, I've killed a plant! Yeah, I'll get over it. All right, so we'll get to Chris in Greenwood. Welcome back, Chris, to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going?
Well, all right. I have Ever-Changing Times by Sadia Garrett. It'll be tomorrow night. You will hear that.
Okay, and I just want to say my favorite call about this is Linda. That's my favorite call.
Good deal. We love Linda.
Also, congratulations on the baby, Christopher. She got my name.
Ah, yes, that's right. A fine name.
Yeah, Chris is a common name for babies.
Well, it's a good name.
Yeah, but you know where the word Christopher comes from? It's probably Greek.
Okay. Sounds right.
Mm-hmm. And also, I got one song request before I get to the parade on the radio.
Okay.
It's a depressing Christmas song ever made. It's called Alone in the World. Mr. Magoo's.
You don't want me to play that. You just don't.
Yeah, I can play. Yeah, play it on the AM. It sounds better.
No. I won't be playing it at all. Trust me. It's bad. It's bad enough the ones that are uplifting.
Oh, that's a terrible one to play.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of that, you know, like John Denver's famous Daddy Don't Get Drunk for Christmas. So there's a lot of things that we try to avoid playing.
Yeah, because I played that song on my little FM station, Alone in the World, 95.7.
I tell you what, depressing as hell. I don't want to be responsible for the outcome of that. It's bad enough that we're going to play Baby's First Christmas for Jeannie, Kimberly, Elizabeth, and Christopher.
Yeah, and Lena Horne's Stormy Weather was depressing at first.
Oh, I
heard it.
I loved that song. I didn't think that was depressing. And there are so many good
versions.
You can
play that song for me, even though it's not Christmas.
You know, well, that's fine. I love that song. And there are so many wonderful versions of that. So, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And when WGN ever broadcast the Chicago Christmas Parade on the radio?
I don't think so, but you've ended the hour, so I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right, so sorry about that. John just came in and said, shut up now. I take orders on WGN Radio.
There's no other girl for me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That was one of Jimmy P's six-pack. The Quins, Oh Starlight, from 1957. It was the flip side of Hong Kong on Cyclone, and Hong Kong was pretty good, too. And they were an interesting group because, well, because no one's ever heard of them. They actually were from Brooklyn, and they were hanging around the Brownsville Community Center and singing, and they were going through a number of leads trying to find the perfect person. They called themselves the Quintones. Now, at that point, they didn't realize there were other Quintones who you might have heard of, obviously. So, but while they were singing as the Quintones, it was Herb Abramson, who was still at Echo at the time, who got him a contract on the spot. And unfortunately, I'd like to tell you that it resulted in a hit record, but it resulted in nothing. And then they wound up going to Winley, Paul Winley's label. And it was actually the Paragons who suggested Paul Winley, and also suggested, maybe you want to change your name, since there are other Quintones out there. So they settled on the Quins, and that was the deal. The guy who had started it, I think he left within 2 years to work for the Postal Department. And, you know, I don't have any final, gee, he came back and he was singing again, you know, in the retrospect. So I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, but hopefully it was a good life and a nice retirement. All right. So 888-876-5593. Cortland, a first-time caller in NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana. Hello, Cortland.
Good evening, Mrs. Raleigh James. How are you?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've been listening. Well, I started listening to your show about 6 months ago, and I have to be quite honest with you. I'm a sports fanatic, so I listen to a lot of sports talk radio across the country. But I have to put that on hold between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Central Time because of you. So you're to blame.
Well, that's so kind of you, but, you know, I put downloads on my website, so if there's actually a game in progress, I don't want to interrupt that. You can always catch up later by listening to the download.
No, that's okay, Mrs. James. Believe me, your show, and of course, your voice is very addictive. I mean, I'm saying that in a nice way. It's really, I don't know how to say it. It's a joy,
well,
you know, but
you.
I don't want to keep you. I just want to call. This is my first time calling. I just want to say, I don't know how to say it. My late mother was a high school disciplinarian for 31 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can't put it very strictly. I mean, you know, she was a good person. You know, don't wrong, very good person. Your demeanor is just like her. I mean,
oh,
very, very no nonsense and clear cut. I mean, I just love, you know, the honesty. And of course she was very knowledgeable, just like you, maybe not music wise, but, it's just, I don't know. Everything's just pure. It's just pure.
Well, you're so nice. And so tell me, did you grow up in New Orleans?
No, ma'am. I'm originally from Missouri.
Okay. What part?
Small town about 70 miles south of St. Louis called Flat River.
Okay.
It was changed. The name was changed in 1994 to Park Hills, Missouri.
Okay.
They formed four towns besides Flat River. So right in the foothills of the Ozark Mountains, I miss Missouri, Mrs. James, I do. The only reason why I'm still down here, my two sons are here, but otherwise I'd be back in Missouri. Yeah. You know, I still visit from time to time. There's just nothing like it. You know, that's just my opinion.
Well, sure, I can understand that. But then you grew up with St. Louis radio.
Oh, yeah, KMOX. I mean, I'm the biggest Cardinals fan you ever meet in your lifetime. I have all their World Series caps. They've been in 19 World Series. They won 11 of them.
That's great. That's
They're one of the greatest franchises in sports history, you know. So KMOX, that, I have to admit to you, when baseball's on and you're on, no, they come first.
As well they should. Yeah. Now, did you also check out KXOK when you were young?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And, you know. Many, but KMYX was always my favorite. It was St. Louis, just like what WGN is to Chicago. And that's one thing I wanted to mention to you. And please don't get too big-headed, but I'm going to give you a major compliment because whenever you come back on the air after playing an excerpt of the music that you play, you say WGN, and it's like, wow, that just captures your attention right there.
Well,
no, I'm being serious, Mr. James, because the way you say it, it just, it's like you put your stamp on it, like, this is Chicago, WGN.
too many years of playing records, I think. Yeah, always feature the call letters. But, you know, you mentioned KMOX being St. Louis, and there you might have remembered him. They had a general manager, Bob Hyland Sr., and Bob,
I heard of him.
Yeah, Bob was so wired to St. Louis that if you needed anything, you didn't go to the mayor, you didn't go to the city council, you went to Bob Hyland, and he got it done. It was amazing. He was the most wired person I ever knew in radio, knew everyone in St. Louis.
Well, I can't say I knew him, but I mean, I heard of him, yeah. And of course, you know, my favorite announcers were Jack Buck and the late Harry Carey.
Of course. Yeah.
But Jack Buck was my favorite. He was Jack Buck. I'll give you one more compliment before I go, if I may.
Sure.
Jack Buck was so elite. You're on the same parallel with him, because when he announced a baseball game, you felt like you were right there the way he described it. You did the same thing on your talk show.
Well, that's very kind of you. I don't think I hold a candle to Jack Buck, but that's really nice of you
to
say.
No. That's and so, are you originally from Illinois?
Nope, Los Angeles. But I've lived in 32 cities, and I knew St. Louis because I used to be production director for Stores, and their station there was KXOK. So I was aware of what was going on in the market.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a lot of cities. Now, my sophomore year, I played junior college ball at a small school, 60 miles north of Los Angeles, Ventura Junior College.
Oh, sure. I know exactly.
Yeah, we were called the Pirates. I was an offensive guard and tight end, so
yeah.
That was my college football, whatever you want to call it, highlights.
That's great.
But I may I ask you a question before I go?
Yeah, sure.
It's a two-part question. Okay, I know you're into music, Mr. James, so name your all-time favorite singer or band, and did you ever see him or her or the band in concert?
Okay, it's a two-part question, but it takes more parts to answer it. Firstly, I normally don't like people in concert because they don't sound like they do on the records. There are two exceptions
That's
to
true.
That. There are two that
That's
could
true.
Do it. One was Gene Pitt of the Jive 5. When the Jive 5 would appear, they sounded exactly like the 45, whether it was What Time It Is or My True Story, whatever. Gene Pitt was just a miracle that way. The other ones who sounded exactly like their records were the Duprees. And they did a wonderful job of that, considering that the lead singer had died years earlier, but his wife owned the name, and she basically trained everyone who came to sound exactly like those records, and they did. In terms of favorites, it's usually not the performer, it's the song and the production for it. But the ones that always, when someone says, what are your top 10, the couple that are always on it, Oh My Angel by Bertha Tillman is always on it, and Who Do You Love by the Sapphires is always on it. The rest change.
Okay. And finally, I'll conclude by saying this, or asking this rather. Today, who's your favorite one?
Oh, you mean of current artists? Oh, I blush to tell you that I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, like all of us who become long of tooth, we just don't keep up. In terms of just looking at success, I absolutely marvel at the amount of money Taylor Swift makes. I am very impressed with that woman. But that's not because I like her music. I wouldn't know her music if I fell over it.
I thank you for your honesty, Mrs. James. I enjoy talking to you, and I will continue listening. And I just want to tell you, you're unique.
I want you to call me again.
Well, I certainly will.
All right.
And I hate to ask you this. Are you ever on the radio on the weekend at all?
Oh,
I mean, during the year?
No. See, the problem is, and I'm so grateful to do this. A very good friend of mine runs Nextstar, and a while ago he asked me if I would do nights for him. I never thought I'd be back on the radio again, actually, because, you know, I'm past retirement age, and I own radio stations and cell towers, and my days are full as it is. But this guy has done so much for me that when he says jump, I say, how high? But he's also smart. He's very smart because five years ago when he wanted me to do it and he knew I was sort of on the fence, he offered me the kind of money I couldn't turn down. So here I sit. But the most I can do is four nights a week because I'm just too old. He'd love for me to do five,
I
but I can't do it. And, you know, I've talked to him. At some point it will turn into three, but hopefully not anytime soon.
Well, I just wish you were on the weekend. I know I'm a little selfish saying that, but I'm sure I'm not alone.
Well, you know, you can always listen to the replays. Go to Raleigh.net. It's all there.
Well, I hope you stay on the air forever. Thank you for your time. And I enjoyed talking to you, and thank you for having me.
All right. Hope you call again. Thanks, Cortland. That's great. All right. Love hearing from New Orleans. Yeah. Talk about great music. Yeah. All right. So it's a little Jesse Hill, anybody? All right. So 888-876-5593. And what else do we have? Actually, I don't know that we have anything. But that's all right, because thanks to Bob and everybody else who fortifies me with stories. And, of course, Carol, sadly, who's no longer with us, and I still grieve every day. But the gift she left me was I saved all her show prep, so I can just kind of update the ages for a year if I remember that they died or didn't. Yeah, which made a mistake earlier about that. But other than that, we can tell you what's going on this week, musical history. So all that and more is coming up, but your calls would be even more appreciated. 888-876-5593. WGN Radio. James, and those are the exceptions, and that's about as North Philly as you get. I'll tell you, man, that's a Jerry Blavitt special, to say the least. And they were a North Philly group, truly the hood, and originally on Pro Records, which did nothing with it, but Cameo heard it and thought that this was so good that they immediately signed a distribution deal. Unfortunately, it did absolutely nothing. But the group was interesting. One of the members wound up in the Tramps, but along the way, some of them were in the Cordells and the Whirlwinds. Yeah, my heart beats faster. Right, good stuff. And the Volcanoes. So they got around. But other than the member and Jimmy Ellis was the guy who wound up in the Tramps, who of course recorded Disco Inferno and Hold Back the Night and other things like that. They kind of went nowhere. But yeah, some of the Cardells and Cordells, yes, they were Cardells and they were Cordells, were pretty good records. But so that was one of Jimmy P's six pack, and happy to play it. Yeah, it brought me good memories of not only Jerry Blavitt, but of course the Diamond Mine, Ron Diamond on Wi-Fi. All right, so 888-876-5593. John is in Covington, Kentucky. What's happening tonight, John?
Hey, Raleigh, I've often wondered about this, but I never asked because, quite frankly, I would always think that the person I would ask would say, duh. You know, so my question is where does the W in call letters, where does that end and where does K begin?
Okay, it's actually simple, but there's some exceptions. The furthest each East K is KYW in Philadelphia, and the furthest West W is either WNAX in Yankton or WRR in Fort Worth, but it depends how you look at the map. I'd go with Yankton. And of course, OAI in San Antonio is a kind of contender in that too. But that's pretty much it. This is an agreement, an international agreement in terms of what call letters start with. And it's worldwide. The first and often the first two letters determine where the origin is. Like Canada has C's, but it doesn't have all the C's. Some of the C's are actually Cuba and some other places. So like Canada will have, a CK and a CI and a CJ, but they don't have all the C's. Then in Mexico, it's interesting because AM call letters in Mexico are all five call letters because the first the first one is always XA. So XE are the first two call letters for AM, and the XE, XA, denotes that it's an AM. Now, for FM, they're all XH, so the H is an FM in Mexico. So there's all sorts of agreements worldwide on who does what to whom, which also extends to how much power you can have. And, depending on your frequency, there are a lot of determinants. So we talk about clear channel stations like you're by Cincinnati, a WLW on 700. And, traditionally no one else was on at night on 700. Not 100% true anymore, but it was truly probably the clearest of the 1A clear. Because back in the 30s, they had 500,000 watts.
Well, let me ask you this now. I always enjoyed going to Kentucky Dam Village. It's a state park.
Uh-huh.
And they always had a wonderful golf course there. Anyway, so on the way there, we passed Paducah, Kentucky. I didn't realize how big Paducah was because
hang on
when
a minute.
I was
don't go away. Okay. Stay where you are.
All right.
John just came in and said it's time for the news, so we'll do that and be right back to it on WGN Radio.
Hooray high. Hooray high.
Hooray high.
Well, if you're over in Chicago, Jack, and you want to get yourself a real car stack, but with an extra buck, man, you can rack them back on the red hot fish fries and chili mac. So eating in a joint in mountains of cat, to rest to a tee and sharp as a tack. Don't be surprised if you hear him holler, Jack, red hot fish fries and chili mac. I took my vacation in the Sulphur West PA, had to catch a plane right back.
Went all over town, looked at everything,
but I couldn't find my red hots and chili mac. Oh, when my girl said she wants to eat, she talks about a chicken shack.
I said, oh, wait, I swear we can. I want a red hot French fries
and chili mac. Oh, when I'm on the line, I'm riding on the line. Chili Mac.
Down on the Gulf of Mexico, where all the senoritas and the blue cats go, you can bet your life they've got to come back for those red hot French fries and chili mac.
Young or old, rich or poor, folks who have a lot of jack,
they forget their high class, come right down to my class
for those red hot French fries
and chili mac.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, indeed, the Moroccos. Talk about Chicago's own Red Hots and Chili Mac was the flip side of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, actually, on United in 1955, and that was the end of Jimmy P's six-pack for today, and he did that as a nod to Scotty, because he knows Scotty loved that, and so did I. We're talking to John in Covington, actually about call letters right now, and if you're wondering, this all is decided internationally, and the origin of it goes back to Paris and Switzerland in the 1800s, actually, when they were regulating things like when telegraph first started. But in 1912, there was an agreement whereby we in the United States were going to get some call letters. And they gave us in 1912 A, K, N, and W. And A and N were for military, the Air Force and the Army and the Navy, hey, hence A and M. And in 1928, that's when the Department of Commerce realized maybe we need an agency here. And the Federal Radio Commission, the precursor to the FCC, was formed. And they started to put some mandates within those allocations as to what and where, such as whether you're which side of the Mississippi, or you had to be four call letters unless you were grandfathered in, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting because the entire free world, pretty much, and maybe not also free, has call letter designation. So, like I say, Canada would be like CF through CK. But you got a lot of other Cs out there, like CP is Bolivia and CO is Cuba. So that's the way it's done. And this held, by the way, until 1983. And that's when they had the Rio summit. And that's when everybody was talking. They were actually talking about on the AM band moving to 9 kilohertz spacing instead of the 10 we enjoy here. And instead, they came up with the concept of the EB, the extended band. But the big change for us in North America was 1941, the international agreement, NARBA, determined what frequencies, how much power was going to be on them, who protects who, and that pretty much is still in largely in effect. So now you know.
Hello?
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah. Raleigh, I just always found it fascinating on the way to Kentucky Dam Village. We would always go to Ellis Park Racetrack. What right. a surprise. And then... like the town of Paducah,
right,
Kentucky,
right.
it would say, I didn't realize how big it was. It'd say the interstate would say Paducah next 8 exits.
Yeah, but you know that's not so big when you get right down to it. You know, just 8 exits. Real big cities have, you know, dozens. Well, look at Cincinnati, for instance. So, you know, Paducah is, you know, holds its own, that's for sure. And not all that far from Evansville, which, you know, which is another factor.
Right, yeah. Now, the other thing, real quick, is I found it fascinating. See, I've never really liked to travel much, not much. Anyway, so I always found it fascinating when I was in Paducah or Kentucky Dam Village or Ellis Park Racetrack. Half of the town would like the St. Louis Cardinals, and then the other half would like the Cincinnati Reds.
Mm-hmm.
I just found that fascinating. Well, and I'll tell you, you've been getting some first-time callers. I got advice, or not really advice, but here's how you know you're hooked on Raleigh, is I've been retired 6 years now, and for the past 5 years, I've been hooked on Raleigh, and this is how you know you're hooked on Raleigh, is when you absolutely know the phone number by heart. Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Thanks for all you do. God bless you.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about, the only nice thing about having an odd spelling for your name, and obviously a mother never knew there'd be an internet, is that usually you can get any kind of phone number you want, because who else would want it? So yeah, 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. So yeah, all right, 888-876-5593, we'll do it to it. And Ruth is in Gurnee. So all right, Ruth, get down with your bad self. What's up tonight, Ruth?
Hi, Holly. I'm so thankful that you took my call.
Oh, yeah.
So many times I've wanted to call, and there's other reasons why. However, I wanted last week to call on Giving Tuesday. And I'm not going to go into why I didn't do it and get to it, but I got maybe Wednesday, and then there was another complication. So I want to talk about, just for a moment, the caller from New Orleans. There should be, he gave me such incredible enthusiasm, and sometimes it's hard to find every day getting through not being able to get in a wheelchair or only being out twice this year and all the incredible, wonderful places I wanted to go to. But his statement for you means you should have a library, and it won't cost the taxpayers millions of dollars. There should be a library with all the comments that the callers have to make about what you do with your show. And a star on the WGN walk away, a walk, you know, the walk they have down over in there in Chicago for their radio famous peoples like Franklin McCormick.
Yes.
You should be there too.
Oh, no, no.
But you are one of the stars from the heavens, from the constellation. And I want to say God bless you to that fellow from New Orleans. But he's got all kinds of God bless yous on his fortune. God bless yous on the fortune side of the street. So my story about Giving Tuesday is I had sent out, as you well know, and other people too, over 2,000 of these St. Valentine's Day fortune cookies all over the United States. And my list just kept growing, and I couldn't quit. I was addicted to it. And so this year, 2025, was much, much more expensive under my below-the-poverty-level income for what I did. And I was almost not going to continue on in October or December because the prices were a bit more. And in December, they were jumped double. But I decided to order the holiday fortune cookies. And I had a specific reason for a cookie walk at St. Raphael, where I've had the prayers said for the callers, with especially the persons with blind issues. But what happened is they doubled the price, but I wound up ordering them with magic snow, little shovels and containers, and some kindness coins. And they came on Giving Tuesday, and my fortune cookies. But before they arrived last Tuesday, which was called Worldwide Giving Tuesday, I read in the small print that the reason why was donations were going to be made to Meals on Wheels, and senior citizens would be receiving a fortune cookie with their meal with a holiday fortune cookie in it. And this was being done through the company, and I always say, I tell people all the time, they think I fell off a turnip truck in Nebraska. Well, that company is out of Omaha, Nebraska. But the unique thing is the fortune cookies are on the fortune cookie side of the street. And I have so many, so many incredible stories. And I'm going to do one recently, connecting the dots. I had sent fortune cookies to WLIP in Kenosha and WLIP in Gurnee and to Arts at Champions in Kenosha. And so in the last 2, 3, or 4 weeks, they kept stating that St. Joseph's, South Dakota, the school, they got fortune cookies. St. Joseph's, Libertyville got fortune cookies, lots of schools. So St. Joseph's team won national championship, and I'm sure that St. Joseph intervened, and Champions in Kenosha, Wisconsin, brought that fortune cookie to their fortune cookie side of the street. So this one now, Wheels on Meals, are getting indirectly. I ordered it not knowing that it was going to be price was increased because it was going to a charitable organization. So that's my story for now.
All right.
And I love this comments from your callers about who their favorite callers are. And I like this guy from, he's a new caller, and he always has incredible comments also to say about you. He's from Rockford. He has a German accent.
Ralph.
Yeah. Yes, and I liked hearing him because when I was in Chicago as a kid, the neighborhood was mostly Polish and Czechoslovakian, and very rarely could you find an Irish person. They were either on the south side or the north side, and the Germans were mostly on the north side. And I felt that in my veins. I felt my last name was German, a beer, actually. And so when I hear that German accent, I'm reminded of years ago when I was a kid, missing actually my father from New Orleans with the German name United States Marine Corps of many Marines in my family and featherweight champion for New Orleans. So before he entered into the Marine Corps, and then we didn't have him after that, after World War II. But anyway, this is just incredible with the callers when they say they want to say who their favorite caller is. And my favorite callers are the ones who are brave, because we are home sweet home Chicago, the home of the brave and WGN.
All right. Thanks.
Good night,
thanks, Ruth. Appreciate it. All right. So Ruth has spoken.
Good night.
All right. So there you have it. We'll get to Eduardo in Tampa, Rita's in Harwood Heights. There's room for you too. And it was Mark who called last night, and actually might have been last week, but had a guilty pleasure that he wanted us to play. And so we will next on WGN Radio. And Mark was willing to admit he liked the record, and I'm sorry to say it was a hit. Yes, 1971 on Polydor. They were originally from Montreal, and in fact, they formed in about 65, and then by 70, they got a deal with Polydor. The first thing they had released was Fly, Little White Dove, and they released it in English and in French, obviously, as Montreal was starting to become more and more. Of course, now it's a total, complete shift, but back then, Blanc Petit something Blanc. Anyway, yeah, Fly My Little White, whatever. So that was the deal. But then Stay a While hit. I'm pleased to say not much else did. So that was it for the Bells. I have no idea what happened to any of them. It was four guys and a girl. So 888-876-5593. Now, before we get to Eduardo, Rita in Harwood Heights, talking about a bad traffic accident. So, Rita, I heard about the one in Harwood Heights last week that was like three cars and a semi. Is that the accident?
No, this was on Foster Avenue at Overhill. And some construction worker apparently unloaded it and dumped his load and didn't stay around to clean it up or put flashing lights or anything there. And I come down, and it's in my lane. I was on the Chicago side of Foster.
Yeah.
And the other side is Norwich. And I hit all this crap that he had dumped in the street. I'm sure he must have known he dumped it because it was so much. But I hit it, and it did so much damage to my car. Technically, I probably should have been dead.
Oh,
because
geez.
The looks of my car, it's just in pieces.
Now, you say construction worker. Was this somebody from the city, county, or state?
I don't know.
Oh, you need. You need to find out, because there might be some deep pockets here to make you whole.
Well, I didn't get hurt, thank God.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt, but your car got hurt, and it'll be on your insurance if you can't find out who's at fault.
Yeah, it's on my insurance.
Yeah, right. So I'd want to do a little deep
dive. I've asked around.
Yeah,
I've asked around, and even the police were asking me, "Do you know anybody in this area that's building a house?" And I said, "No." not on my, you know,
oh, God.
I don't drive around that much because I'm in the 80s now. I just don't drive all that much and go very far anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know who in the area might be building a house. But, he never bothered to stop and,
put any markers up. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. I got more questions right after the news. We'll be right back to it on WGN Radio.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking. I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that was Sandy, who was in West Dallas, had several requests, and I couldn't remember whether it was Sandy or whether it was Jura who requested Blackbird by the Beatles, who wanted me to play them in the midnight hour. So I figured I'd play them both in the midnight hour, and we'll get some of Sandy's in, and we'll also get Jura's Blackbird. And Sandy had five requests, and we'll play two of them tonight. That was one of them, Bad Time, Grad Funk Railroad, 1974, on Capitol, single, and from the album of the same name. So we're talking to Rita in Harwood Heights. And so, Rita, I kind of think, unless this was just a really off-the-wall place, that there's probably some type of traffic cams or security cams involved here. Have you tried to do a deeper dive into who might be able to identify this?
No, I haven't done any of that yet.
I've just been
trying to get the car to, off the street. Because the Chicago police were involved and the Norwich police were involved.
Right.
Because it was at that intersection. And, they both gave me their numbers and so forth, so I can go back to their stations probably and ask them.
Well, here's the other thing. You know, there's a ton of what we like to call ambulance chasers, attorneys who are always advertising, if you're in an accident, it's no cost to you. We'll get to the bottom of this. It might be worth it to call some of those. Obviously, they're contingency cases, so they get like 30% plus expenses. But here is the deal. Mm-hmm. They may be motivated to request evidence from trucking companies, from contractors. There could be some deep pockets in this, and if there are, this the new car should be paid for by them, and it shouldn't come out of your insurance.
Yeah, it's at the repair shop right now.
Yeah,
and they're going to evaluate it. And tomorrow, I'm supposed to call. They're, and see, you know, what the status is.
They're probably going to total it, and because it's cheaper for the insurance company to do that in most cases. But that's why, you know, before you just sign on the dotted line and say do something, I'd want to see what possible video evidence, whether it's traffic cams, whether there were businesses nearby that might have cams.
It's all residential.
All right. Well, there again, somebody might have had a door video type thing. You know, there's possibilities, and I wouldn't give up trying to get to the bottom of this, because this, if it's possible, this should not cost you anything.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I've got such deep arthritis, and I forgot my arthritis pain.
I'll bet that's true.
I was just so upset, and I was But it was with the grace of God that I survived it.
Right. And, oh, yeah. The adrenaline rush from that. You were shaken forever. I understand that. But yeah. Very often, you don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. If you contact an accident lawyer, if that's what they do, car accidents, they're in business to get the evidence. And you would not have to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, but that other accident you mentioned about the trucks
cars,
I don't know if anybody survived that.
Well, I know the one woman didn't survive it. They were somewhat circumspect about the other vehicles. I don't know whose fault it was or what went on there. Do you?
No.
Yeah.
You know, when I live, I keep the radio on all the time because I don't sleep.
Right.
And I've got some chronic insomnia.
Sure.
So I hear all the news throughout the whole night and what's happening all over the Fort South Side, West Side, East Side.
Yeah, well, you know, absolutely. And that was on the tri-state, obviously. And, you know, so the woman is a 55-year-old woman on Newcastle Avenue who died. And it was a four-vehicle accident 5 days ago, and I don't know. Like I say, the preliminary report just said that there were three passenger vehicles and a truck, tractor-trailer, a semi that were involved in the accident that shut down all four lanes of northbound 294 for over 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know who caused it or what happened, but I know at least one death.
Well, I almost had to laugh. I took it to that construction company in Oakton, and he was so upset because I had so many things. Well, I had just come from the grocery store.
Right.
So somewhere in his car, he's going to find a peanut butter jar. And he's also going to find my V8, and he's going to find a bunch of other things because I went grocery shopping, and everything went flying, you know? So
He
was upset. I had too many things in the car.
I wouldn't let this go. I try and, you know, and I understand it's going to be hard for you to do on your own, and I don't suggest you do, but I'd certainly try to contact accident attorneys to say, hey, I'll give you your piece. You do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just trying to get over this business of being at the hospital for my pacemaker.
Right.
And then all that rigmarole.
Yeah, the last thing you needed.
I still don't have my arm, my left arm, it's got nerve damage, apparently, because sometimes it hurts really bad, and other times it doesn't.
Interesting.
I can't use it, really.
Yeah.
I hear a crunch, you know.
Well,
I had an appointment with a doctor, but I had to cancel it because I had to have somebody to help transport me.
Of course. Absolutely. No, I get that. Well, when you have things that kind of come and go like that, usually you can track it to inflammation in your body, because when you're dealing with a lot of inflammation, everything hurts more.
Yeah.
So hopefully, hopefully you can find somebody to get to at least the bottom of that part of it.
Yeah. I'm still getting bills from the ambulances that took me there.
Well, they're
expensive.
Well, yes, but you're on Medicare, aren't you?
Yeah, but
and
still.
Do you have a Medigap policy as well, like a Plan G?
No, I just have the D.
Okay, so the 20% is yours, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
it's over 2,000 for each.
Well, remember, if you're on Medicare, they should go through it first, because the bottom line is the Medicare adjusted rates are not the same as the commercial rates that you would see. So first you want to know, what did Medicare pay? Because you're only responsible for your 20%.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then when I got the food poisoning there at that rehab place.
Oh, God.
And I had to be transported within their system over to the emergency room. They took me by ambulance, and they told me, the staff at this place told me, don't worry about the cost for the ambulance because it's all within our own system.
Okay.
So I didn't worry. And now I'm getting statements from Blue Cross Blue Shield that, you know, they've applied for to be paid. So I'll have to call them and deal with them and tell them, No, they're not supposed to pay, you know.
Right. You'll find out, obviously. But yes, the worst part is having to go through all the phone calls, and sometimes it requires writing letters and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, you're never responsible for more than the 20% of the Medicare allowable charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be thousands.
Too,
yeah, it won't be thousands.
Yeah, it takes up all my.
Oh, wait, it's security. Oh, tell me. No, it's a pain. And just going through this, you know, believe me, I understand the inclination is it's easier to just throw money at it, but you'll be better off if you protest it and get to the bottom of it so you're not responsible.
Yeah. The other day I was on the phone for the whole 24 hours, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, one phone call after the other to this person, and they'd have to get back to me and blah, 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 you know. Oh, such a rigmarole.
Oh, I love it. So, I love it. And yes, your call is important to them. Please hold for the next available agent, and it's an hour later. You're not on hold. You're on ignore. Yes, I know exactly.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, that turkey thing that you had, the contest?
Oh, yes, the world's worst hit records, yes. What about
If you have a questionnaire whether or not people wanted that again or not, I would vote against it.
Well, good. I know that's always good to know. It's one of the most requested items, and what I will do next year, at least maybe as we get towards summer, because it doesn't start till Halloween, the night of turkeys, I will absolutely put it out there. We'll do a poll. And because I'm happy to do or not do either way, much like this year, I got some requests for your guilty pleasures, but not enough to really want to do it. Likewise, I got some requests for World's Worst Christmas Records, but again, not enough to really do it. So, you know, I'm here to serve you. So that's a good idea. We'll do a poll. And because, you know, frankly, I'm pretty sick of doing it. I've been doing it for, you know, since 50 years. Exactly. And, you know, there are some perennials that all 50 years pretty much they're on it, but there are also some new ones each year. But like you, I'm kind of tired of it. But if people want it, they get it. So we'll find out.
Yeah. Also, you know, when you went to break, you were playing somebody's request, and it was beautiful. I don't know what it was, but it was somebody's request, apparently.
Well, the last request was Grand Funk Railroad, but before that was Stay a While by the Bells.
Oh, that was it, apparently.
Yeah.
That was a nice song.
Oh.
Nice song.
Well.
But I wanted to ask about a couple, maybe. Before.
Okay.
Yeah, I need something soothing to soothe the
All right.
I don't know. Something by Nat King Cole. Or
oh, well, you know, you don't have to twist my arm about that. Love Nat King Cole or the King Cole Trio. Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah. Or even Bing Crosby or even Glenn Campbell or, you know, somebody who's got some nice, soothing, beautiful music. And I can kind of relax too because my nerves are on end, you know.
All right, and, so putting Rita down for let's see, you want a Nat Cole, okay, and you want a Glenn Campbell, and I don't know about Bing Crosby, but I'll definitely give you your Nat Cole and your Glenn Campbell. We'll come up with something.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Thanks, Rita.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Keep going.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, happy to play that. Yeah, maybe Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. Or he's also got some nice renditions of Harry Nilsson tunes. Yeah, all right, well, we'll get some Glenn Campbell, I promise. Now we go directly to Mayo. Well, not exactly, but we go to Chuck, who was at Mayo, and we'll talk all about his experience coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Better stay away from, better stay away from, better stay away. Better stay away from, better stay away from, better stay away.
WGN Radio, I'm Holly James. That was another request from Sandy in West Dallas, the Robs. I had not thought about them in the longest time, actually. They were from nowhere, Wisconsin. Yeah, not Milwaukee or Madison. But they wound up, I don't know how they got in with Dick Clark, but they wound up being the house band on Where the Action Is after Paul Revere and the Raiders got to Big Fort and left. And so they were brothers, and then one guy who lived down the street who wasn't related. And it was, I think, Dick who got them signed to Mercury. But they moved to California, and they were regulars on Where the Action Is, and released some stuff that were hits in Milwaukee. That's pretty much it. Well, Race with the Wind kind of did okay in Chicago. But what's interesting about this group is they have the distinction of having more bubbling under the Hot 100 records without ever breaking the charts. And, you know, they were regional hits like Honolulu or Columbus, Ohio. And P.F. Sloan and Steve Berry, in fact, wrote that stuff, including the one you just heard. And at the time, the guys were working with a studio-concocted band who was the Grassroots. At that point, the Grassroots weren't actually a band that traveled and stuff. So Sloan and Berry said to the Robs, hey, you want to become the Grassroots on tour and some future singles? And they said, nah. And the Grassroots, of course, really formed into an actual band and had over a dozen Hot 100 hits. And the Robs never did anything. They had an album, and it was the A and B sides of all their singles. And it did absolutely nothing. I think it made the Billboard Top 200 album charts for a week. Yeah, that's it. And then Mercury said, well, goodbye. And so Atlantic signed them for reasons unbeknownst to me, that's for sure. And they tried to do like country rock and more bubbling under. And so Atlantic dumped them. And then ABC Dunhill picked them up and more bubbling under. So they dumped them. And they changed their name from the Robs to Cherokee. More bubbling under. They did do one of the old Birdwatcher records, Girl, I've Got News for You. But nothing actually happened there either. So that was it. But from the band, which of course disbanded, they set up a recording studio in rural California and Cherokee Studios. And you had a number of people who came there, like Del Shannon and others. And so that was the deal. And, you know, the Go-Go's recorded at Cherokee and Jane's Addiction and Aerosmith. So, yeah, a lot of activity there. In fact, from what I understand, the Robb Brothers participated in the creation of over 250 platinum records. And again, you know, through the studio. And so that was the deal there. The one who wasn't a Robb, well, not one of the Robb Brothers, actually was Craig Cramp, and he went on to become a session drummer in L.A., and you can hear him on Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes, or stuff like that. So that was it. And D. Robb, who was the chief vocalist and songwriter, sadly died, probably about 20 years ago now. So that's the story of the Robs, and it explains a little bit, maybe not why it was requested, but indeed it was, and we were more than happy to play it. So one more request coming up. Like I say, I didn't know if Jura wanted the Beatles at the last song in the midnight hour, but that's when she's going to get it on WGN Radio.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the the light of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to arise, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Blackbird, there it is, the Beatles, and that was what Jura wanted to hear, Blackbird, and that is from the 1968 White Album. Yeah, so double album with absolutely no pictures on it. So there you go. Yeah, you can identify it if it's in your collection. And we'll have time for one more, which will be another request that we got from Sandy in West Dallas. Yeah, that Holly's single on Epic in 69, Sorry Suzanne. And yeah, but I've written everything down, and we'll see that we can hopefully get through everything before the week is out. So let's see, several things to do, and including 2020 news before the hour is up. But Chuck's in Rockford. So, Chuck, welcome back to WGN. So tell me all about Mayo.
Oh, well, when you were describing that trip you took from your lodging to the clinic, I've been on that one, and it was almost like reliving it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll tell you, it's really nice. And if you're a kid, I'll tell you that cement was so slick, it was perfect for a skateboard.
Yeah. Well, that was 30 years ago when I was there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going back over 50 or 60, baby. But yeah, it's still there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the only reason I'm talking to you now. They saved my life.
Oh, that's great.
But at the time, I didn't know it. You know, I just knew that I needed some things done, and I was afraid of Medicare, you know, not being able to get that stuff. And I had good insurance at the time. And I didn't even know that the operation that they were, one of the operations they were doing on me was, it was done with a laser.
Uh-huh.
And I had talked to a guy that had that operation, and he was in his 90s, and he thought he was going to have to go back again because of scar tissue.
Sure.
And, of course, it's been 30 years since I've had that operation.
Good.
And I had a number of other things done at the same time. Yeah. Including a fungal toenail, and
oh yeah, that's always fun.
And carpal tunnel, mm-hmm. and umbilical hernia, and
good, got a lot of things taken care of. That's
and,
nice.
And laser TURP,
okay,
which was the prostate,
right?
But I'm the oldest of eight, and there's only three of us left.
Wow.
And all the others have died of cancer. Oh. My parents lived into their 90s. I thought my mother would make 100, but she only got to the 97 and a half.
Well, that's a lot better than most.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I had a great aunt that lived to be 105.
Yeah.
And I knew a local man that lived to be 114.
Yeah, we're hearing about it more and more, people hitting that 100 mark.
Oh, yes.
It's become
and,
almost,
you know,
commonplace.
I was so fascinated with him that I visited him, you know, on occasion. He told me about the things that happened to him, in, you know, in his lifetime, and sure, one thing and another. But I guess he was still driving at 100, you know, and he passed out, and they gave him a pacemaker.
Uh-huh.
And I think that may have, you know, took care of some of those hard times in between that, you know, 100 and the 14 mark.
Yeah.
But they were talking about him being the oldest living man there, you know, in the United States, but he didn't quite make it. I guess he was had somebody else that was ahead of him there.
Okay.
But I don't hear about the 120 so much anymore, though. That used to. I think that age is actually coming down. You know,
when I look at what we eat, for instance, and all the other things that affect us environmentally, I'm not totally surprised. But it also might be that we don't hear much about it because it's happening enough that it's not news.
You remember the name of the place where your lodging was there in?
Oh, the Kohler Hotel. Absolutely. I think it's like Kohler or Kohler, the Kohler Hotel.
Was it a Dumphy associate?
Not then. I think it may be now.
Oh.
You know, I'm going back. Oh, okay. Like I say, this hotel has been around forever.
I liked it there because.
Yeah, I guess I just looked it up. It's Kahler, Kohler Hotel. I always thought it was Kohler, but okay. I swear they changed their spelling, but I guess I can look that up. And it was very upscale and very old because, you know, it was built in 1920, so it had those high ceilings because it was pre-air conditioning and stuff like that. And it was built to support the hospital, and it's still around today.
Yeah, that was. Well, that would have been, let's see. Well, 30 years ago.
Well, okay, so that somewhere in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
I just had my 90th birthday, so
right.
I'm going to try to get 10 more at least.
Well, good.
You know?
Absolutely. The Kohler's great, and that's the one that has that wonderful underground tunnel, and you get to see the whole library and all that while you're walking or skateboarding across to the hospital.
Yeah, one of the reasons I was up there, my daughter had some difficulty with endometriosis, and that was the only place that could seem to do anything for her.
That's great that they
did. And then at the time we were going up there, my wife wound up with a lump in her breast, and we were still actively going there at that time, and I took her up there for that. And it turned out to be benign, you know, but we just messed around. If we'd have tried to do a that stuff locally, and we probably never would have got it done.
Yeah.
Not with the same quality, anyhow. They don't like to hear that locally.
No, absolutely. No, if you can go, it's absolutely your best bet. Now, years ago with the Kohler, because like I say, that edition of it, originally 1800s, but the one that's standing there now came like in 1920. But they've gone through a lot of different, renovations and things like this. And I remember they used to have an elevator. They only went up to the 8th floor. But the interesting thing is there were more floors in that hotel, and occasionally you'd get on the elevator and it would go up rather than down. Scared the living daylights out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there was like a pool that was up there and all sorts of things. And so there's, I'm sure there's websites for this, but there are people who believed it was haunted.
Oh, well, that's possible.
Yeah,
you know,
why not? Had a lot of sick people, sure.
I'm wondering if... they have any kind of a thing for where they I don't know if they call it life extension, but where they, you know, examine you and tell you what you might need to keep from
I wouldn't be surprised. There's an awful lot of testing that does that now, and in some cases, you know, it's not necessarily accurately prophetic, and so you kind of have to ask yourself if that's information you actually want. So you might be better off not knowing. Anyway, I am going. Call me again soon.
Okay, will do.
Okay, thanks.
You
appreciate it. All right, because I got a couple things to get through before I do anything else. Like this edition of 2020 News, again, all the stories are absolutely real. There's usually three stories per newscast, 100% real, but the writing is, as far as I'm concerned, unreal. So, yeah, so Kevin and Steve put this together.
Sidewalk Slammer, plus Carnage in Connecticut, and Molotov Misfire. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Manhattan mayhem. A serial sidewalk savage struck again in Manhattan. Police say a man with a career-long catalog of chaos clobbered a college co-ed on her calm morning commute, smashing, shoving, and sending her sprawling for no sensible reason. Cops claim the same street-side scourge had already body-checked a 68-year-old woman, turning a peaceful morning stroll into a painful pavement plunge. Officers finally found the fugitive fumbling through a stranger's apartment, proving once again that some crooks can't pass a doorway without trying to climb inside it. Basement of badness. A Connecticut cul-de-sac of calamity exploded into a standoff of staggering stupidity when a man facing eviction fired a panic-powered barrage at police. After hours of hostage house hysterics, officers stormed inside only to uncover a decomposed, dread-drenched body buried in the debris of the man's own domestic disaster zone. Investigators described the interior as a hoarder's hellscape, a maze of menace where secrets quite literally rotted in the shadows. They call it just another eviction. We call it a full-blown freak show of felony foolishness. Federal firebug busted. A furious foul-mouthed firebug in Los Angeles launched a pair of flimsy fizzled Molotov cocktails at a federal building. A man officials say was ranting anti-ICE rhetoric while tossing bottles, barking threats, and begging for bedlam. Cops cuffed the chaos creator with extra bottles, blades, and a blowtorch, proving he packs more trouble than talent. No flames, no injuries, just another would-be wannabe revolutionary whose uprising couldn't light a match in a fireworks factory. If brains were gasoline, this guy couldn't warm a marshmallow. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
So there you have it. All right. Well, we'll find out about Eduardo's California trip. And Neoto called back. Oh, talking job opportunities before the night is over right here on WGN Radio.
I can't make it if you leave me. I'm sorry, Suzanne. Believe me, I was wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is The Hollies, 1969 on Epic. Sorry, Suzanne. And that was also one of Sandy's requests from West Dallas. She wanted to hear the other side, too, which actually the title of it isn't exactly what she thought, but not that way at all is the actual title. We'll play it tomorrow night for her. She also asked for the Dark Horse Polka, which actually I found the Gray Horse Polka, I found the White Horse Polka, and I discovered that I don't want to hear either of those songs. So, oh man, I heard it by a lot of people. Dorf Kapell and the Vrazzles Polka Band. Yeah, okay. So, hey, I do a lot for you guys. So let's see what Eduardo in Tampa has to say for his bad self. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh. Well, we talked about the trip last Thursday,
yeah.
But I'm glad you saw the pictures here.
Oh, I
but,
did.
Tomorrow, because we're running out of time here, tomorrow if I call in the 10 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk about why Waymo doesn't like to stop by school buses in Austin, Texas.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's a story. This is a story, because I know you were talking to Rita about accidents. And,
yeah.
So there's quite a bit to talk about with that, so I'll get into that tomorrow. Before I drop off, so I was working the bus game Sunday, and the lady next to me who's worked the ticketing, with Safe, the company,
uh-huh.
Every breeding thing, including babies, has got to get a ticket. Remember that we talked about that?
Yes.
In the prior call? Yeah, she tells the couple, every breeding thing has to have a ticket to get into the football stadium. So there you go.
That's amazing to me. And they and they charge. Yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's
sad.
It sounds cruel, but that's rules. I don't know if that's universal, but at least in Tampa it is.
Yeah, I hope there are some reasonably close minor league teams for people to go see so they can take the family and not have to mortgage the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
All right, I'll come back tomorrow about Waymo. And,
oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, Austin's up in arms. Serves Travis County right, but still, it is kind of shocking when they're just sailing through the crosswalk. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so obviously, you know what this is. It's got to be a software glitch. But, you know, how on earth Waymo wouldn't realize that if you're deploying cars in a metropolitan area, there are going to be school zones, and there are going to be plenty of school buses. So that's right. All of which are going to have those signs that basically mean don't go another inch. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. But Nayota called back. All right, so Nayota, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering about what is the commonality of people you see living happy, you know, when it comes to jobs, you know, job is you know, obviously an important part of our life, so you know, like choosing one that right for you would be nice. So like what kind of commonality you see?
Like, I'm not sure I'm not sure I follow this. So let's start over.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, what kind of characteristics of people you see living happy, like regarding their jobs?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I was very curious about this. So. Yeah, but you seem pretty happy about what you do, so maybe.
It's interesting. I think when you're talking about traditionally employment, that you got two classes of people. Well, some are just doing that job because they need the income and they're not putting anything into it emotionally. There's not that relationship. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people who were factory workers, you know, they would do their 9-to-5 on the factory. Mm-hmm. So it gave them enough money to then have a life apart from the factory. They'd be in the bowling league or they'd, you know, they'd coach Little League or whatever it was they did. The work wasn't their satisfaction. The life around them was. And I'm not sure that's a bad idea. But for other people who are more career-oriented, the work becomes their life and their satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting question, especially as time goes on and we're needing less and less workers in general. But in the relationship between life satisfaction and work satisfaction, how is it in Japan?
Well, I think two types of people, like you described, is same in Japan too. You know, some people, do the job to, you know, enough, you know, wages, and others are focused more on their ideal careers and, you know.
Yeah. You know, I guess the healthiest would be to kind of a combination of that, where you had, satisfaction from work, but also had a life apart from it. I think a lot of people wind up, especially when they're hitting retirement age and all that, and their kids barely know them and don't care to, they kind of look back and say, gee, you know, I should have spent more time on the family or more time on the things I enjoyed and maybe a little less time on work.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, personally, I just want that money tree. You know, I just want to go outside, pluck that money off that tree, and then work becomes superfluous because, after all, I'm not defined by what I do.
Oh, I see. I really get that point, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do for work is not like you yourself, you know. Like,
exactly. You. That's right. I never felt I was what I did, you know. So, yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, it's a good question. It's going to be very interesting for people who are younger to watch the next 50 to 100 years, because I think there are going to be some real paradigm shifts in population when it comes to the work-life relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, thank you for downstairs.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have a meet and greet after this.
All right. All right.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe I can talk about it a little bit later.
That'll be good. I'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, good question all the way around. So, as I say, we've got full shows tomorrow night and Thursday night. And if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, trying to see if there's anything else I didn't tell you. If Connie Francis was still alive, she would have a birthday this week. Sadly, she died at 87 earlier this year. David Gates turns 85 this week, from Tulsa originally. And that's the deal there. Adjusted, too. Yeah, from some of those songs, it would make you wonder, don't you think? But no, very adjusted. Still married to his high school sweetheart. Has three children. One's a cardiothoracic surgeon. The other three are attorneys. So, yeah, he did good, actually. Yeah, wouldn't know it from some of those songs. All right, well, on that note, that's a wrap. And we'll pick it up 21 hours from now. I hope you'll call me. Until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. And we'll do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.